Let's go. Okay, we are Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Tet. Please God, a beautiful Daf. And we are finishing off on Nun Chet Amud Bet. The shiur is being broadcast from Ki'in, Erev Shabbos, and the Ilui Nishmat, when he's died in this war, the Chayalim, civilians, all the Ptsuim Shev Refuah Shleima, all the Chatufim, and the Nedarim, mentioned the last member of the Perez tank, Matan Shachar Ben Anat, all have B'met Besot Tovot and Gula. Shlema during this Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Okay, so we got up to the last lines of Locha. So Amar Lei, we saw Tani coming to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. We're about 6 hours on the bottom of the Amud. Kol Amalim Bnei Chavar Barabim Kiddush Shofech. If you insult, embarrass, humiliate somebody in public, it's if you kill them, right? Amar Lei Shabbat Kamarta. And Rabbi Nachman said to the Tani Shabbat Kamarta. And we saw the Chazin Lei the Azil Sumka, right? Because you see that the blood goes and it comes over. We saw the Tosfot that said that the blood first sort of, because we saw that when a person blushes or gets insulted, they go red. Tosfot addresses it and says that the blood all collects up into their face and then runs out of their face. So that running out is like the blood flowing out of the body. So this is where we stopped this morning. It says, Imam, in every show, what are they careful about? Right? What are they being? Right? He says, Ba'achvare ape, whitening the face. Amar Rav Chanina, I call Yordin Gehenim Chutz Mishlosha. So he says, there are three that go to Gehenim except, everyone goes to Gehenim except for three. So we're not called, what do you mean, like all? And I'm a caller, so he says, no, not that all go to Gehenim, but El Kola Yordin Le Gehenim Olim, everyone that goes to Gehenim ultimately comes out of Gehenim. Chutz Mishlosha, She Yordin Ve'ein Olim, those three that go and never come back. Ba'ilu, and who are they? Habal Eshet Ish. Person has relations, sexual relations with a married woman. V'hamal bin p'nei chaver barabim, and someone insults their fellow person in public. V'hamechane shem ra l'chaver, and calls a nickname, a bad nickname to his friend. So the Gemara says, mechan hu ayu n'halimal bin, if you give him a nickname, call him by nickname, that's if you insulted him. You're almost duplicating yourself, you're repeating yourself. So the Gemara says, na'af agav de dash beib shmei. So even though dash beib shmei grashi, even though people call him that. And everyone knows they call him that, right? And he doesn't get embarrassed when you call him that. None of this. You used it to insult him. So if a guy's got a nickname, I don't know, and everyone you calls him that, but you calling him that because you want to insult him, even everyone calls him by that, you still chayiv for that and to such an extent. Right? Rabbi Chanina says that these are the things that they were worried about in Eretz Yisrael, they were concerned about, because once Yordin Neganim lo olim. Rabbi Yochanan, so now remember, that we're talking here, the Gemara started by talking about Malbin Panab Chaveru Barabim. Halamako, come sit. Put the chair. Right, Malbin Chaveru Barabim, right, insulting somebody in public. Remember that, because we're going to get back, this is the famous daf of the Tanrosh Lachna, you're going to sit at the end of the Amud, right, with Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkunus and Rabbi Gamliel, and we'll see it all links up at the end of the day to this sugi which we just learned over here now. Malbin Chaver Barabin, insult somebody in public, right? So now, Gemara says like this, we're starting just, it says, Amar Rabbi Baruch Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Noach la'ol adam sheyavo al safek eshet ish. To the extent, look at to try and stress the point here of embarrassing somebody in public. It says, Noach, a person, it's better for a person, not that he should do it, okay? In other words, it's less of a bad, of an evil, to have a relationship with a person, with a woman who might be a suffix, we're not sure. But al yal bin p'lechem rabbi, don't insult you for your friend, rabbi. How do we know that? Honestly, I'm not 100% sure I understand the psukim perfectly. I mean, the Darush Rava, Rabbi explained, the Darush Rava, my dichtiv uvetzal'i samchu, on my bones they rejoiced, v'nesfu. The Gemara basically paraphrases the pasuk, let's read the whole pasuk. Uvetzal'i samchu, on my bones they rejoiced, v'nesfu, nesfu alai, they all gathered up to war around me, nechim, v'lo yadati, karu, v'lo damu, that if they would basically, even if they would tear me, there'd be no blood. David was saying, because he fasted so much on the sin of Bathsheba, right, that there was no blood left in his body that would tear him apart, for the blood wouldn't even come out. In other words, and I suppose you could say also as well, karuv lo damu, that he wouldn't be able to, there'd be no blood, so insulting him, whatever the case was. But bottom line is, Amar David Nakash Baruch, David said, Fuakash Baruch, Rosh Olam, he says to him, God, galuv yadol lefanecha shim hayu mekarim b'sif, they tear my blood open, lo haya dami shotet la'aretz, that my blood wouldn't flow to the ground, there'd be no blood. Right? Lo matzudam. Rashi says, "Betzali b'shvil ishti zo shemitchila chatati ba." Because of my wife who I sinned for initially. Says vayiven eratzela that in the original wife shemitchila chatati ba k'mo vayiven eratzela there with Adam also. That they created the wife out of him. That's why it's called Bishvil Ubitzili, my bone. Like Chava was built from the bone of Adam. So to have from my wife, my bone. Right? For Lord Afilu Bishash Yoskim ben Negev Olo. David Amenech was renowned, right, for being an expert in Talmud Torah. And we know, we mentioned before, there's a midrash that David Amenech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that saying to Hilim, this Dovi Tanze, in his introduction to Oalot, or Negaim, I think it was, I'm not sure when the first sefer was, right, so he wrote his first sefer on Negaim or Oalot, and he wrote almost, I think it's almost finished, we're going to publish soon, the last svarim of the whole of the Seder Tarot. And he writes the introduction, he quotes a midrash, that David HaMelech asked Hashem that people who sang his Tehillim should get the reward as if they learned the Torah of Negaim, which is like amongst the most complicated sugyas in Shas, all about Tara. That was Rabbi Akiva's expertise. Then we've seen more than once, like, Akiva, what are you doing here with Agadatas? Go back to Negaim, all of it. There are plenty of times in Shas, right? So he said, yeah, Afidu Bashash, Yoskim, Negaim, all of it. Umrimli, David, say to me, David, Abba, Eshet, Ish, Mitato, Bama. If you have a relation with a married woman, what's the death? Vani, Omer, Him, Mitato, Bachelik. And I say that you get strangled. You insult somebody. In other words, I think there's a bit of sarcasm here. That someone asked David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the big time in Chochem. So David HaMelech, tell us what's the punishment for having sex with a married woman? In other words, like they're crying like oketzoto. You know how do you say it in English? How do you say lakot? I don't know how you say it in English. Help me, lakot. How do you say it?
To wind him up.
Like shlochim, basically. Yeah. Like wind him up, insult him. What? What do you say, Robert?
To sting him.
Yeah, like to sting him, right? I'd say says, but he says, he tells them the answer. They said, but you should know. If you ask me the halacha, I'll tell you another halacha. That to sleep with a married woman is chayv v'chenek, but you got lamaba. Hamal binet chaveiro barami made lo chenek lamaba. So you think it's such a big deal? I'll tell you if you want another real halacha. That's the halacha, right? So the Gemara brings the story over here. It says Amar. So now it's not Va'amar. The Mesura Shas changes here. The Amar. It's Amar Mar. Zutra Bar Tuvi Amar Rav. Never Rav. Amila Amar Rav Chana Bar Bisla Amar Rav Shimon Chasidim. Amila Amar Biyochel Mishur Rabbi Rashbi. Right? Noach L'Olam Shapiras Wole Kiv Shana Yish Vali Alpim Penechem Rabbi. We know this. So it's better for a person to jump into a fire than to insult someone in public. Binan Wede from a Tamar. With Tamar you and Yehuda. Dichtiv, right? When Yehuda says he was going to throw her out there to punish her, burn her for the step of somebody because she was supposed to be
married to his son.
Not married, but she was a Yavama waiting. She was like a Yavama waiting to marry the son. In the meantime, she had a Zika and she went to have a baby with somebody else. Right? So he moots eight. The Pasuk says she's taken out to burn. Vishachal Chami and sends to her father in law, Lemor, Leisha Sher Elelo. These things, the staff and the gown and the signet ring, right? All these things, Asher Elelo, the guy who ever owns these things, Anuchiara, I was impregnated by him. Vatomer hakerna lemia chotemet vaptilim vamata haele. So then who sees who's got the signature ring, the ptilim, like the garment, whatever, the mate and the staff? She never shouted out and said to the whole world, look, this is Yehuda's. She said very discreetly to Yehuda. She says, Yehuda, tell me, you know whoever that belongs to. And that's when he said, Sadkami meni, I'm getting emotional there. Mamash, I'm not lying to you. It's a very emotional story. Right, Amar Rav Chanin. So you see there that she was happy to throw herself into the fire and die, rather than embarrass him in public. Amar Rav Chanin, Rabbi Rabbi Idi Amar Dichtiv, Velo Tonu Isham Ito. We saw this pasuk that we in the Mishnah started off. Rabbi said, or not Devarim. That's how we saw the Mishnah. Where was that Mishnah? Was it on Nun Zay? Where was the Mishnah? Was it on Nun Chet? Where do we see the Mishnah? Nun Chet, no. We had a Mishnah, we said Onat Dvarim. We spoke about Onat Dvarim. Where was Onat Dvarim? Why can't I see the Mishnah of Onat Dvarim? Was the last Mishnah? Nun Chet. I'm on Nun Chet and I can't see it. Help me.
I would
bet. At the top. Ah, there we are. Kshem Shonah B'mekach Oyem Kakach Onah B'dvarim. Right? We saw that, right? So it says, if Sheneh Mar, V'gel, that's V'gel. But it says, yeah, it says, the Pasuk says, V'lo tonu ishtamito. Right? You shouldn't, Rashi says over here, V'lo tonu, there's no Rashi on that. So if the Lord tonu shadra, don't mislead them, right? Im. I've lost my sight altogether here. Im said, what's it? The Lord tonu ishet amito, that pasuk over here, where's the pasuk? The Lord tonu ishet amito, the yareta malecha ki anishalagecha, right? The yareta, we saw the pasuk in the daf this morning. So the yareta, anytime it's in your mind, and you know what your intentions were, it says the yareta was like, be careful of Hashem, right? Because he doesn't know, he doesn't know what it's about. We're the only ones who know what it's about. Right? So it says over there, She'am, She'itcha, it says, yeah, what does it mean, Lotun Ishit Amito? Who's the Amito? Am She'itcha, but Torah, U'mitzvot, Al Tonu, in other words, your fellow Jews, don't, how do they translate Tonu in English, by the way? What's the English word for Tonu? Huh?
The man shall not
wrong. Wrong, okay. Now, I want to tell you something. The most beautiful Gemara is coming up here that I honestly believe with all my heart and all my soul that every single bride and groom should be taught this Gemara off by heart. This is something that should be compulsory. You stand at the chuppah, you should have to read this whole Amud out before you actually write Mekudesh Idli. You'll see why, and I mean it. And there won't be divorce in the world. This is how we can get rid of it. I'm telling you, this is the cure. Amar Rav, Lo'olam Adam Zahir Bo'onat Ishto. Man should always be careful for wronging his wife. Rashi says, "Bo'onat dvarim letzara, don't cause her anguish." Shemitoch shedimata mitzuya, because when you cause her anguish, her tears appear very quickly. And we know that unfortunately, women can cry quickly. Some men also can. I also can, right? Maybe I'm a woman. I don't know, right? Onata krova. So look at Rashi. He explains onata krova. The wronging comes quickly. Look what he says. Rashi adds in ya. Onata krova lavo. What does it mean? Puranut onata, the puranut of causing her ona'a, memaher lavo, will come to you, it'll backfire in you. She's going to cry, and that crying is going to cause you the anguish, your puranut. You're going to suffer as a result of her crying. And I'm Rabbi Lazar, miyom shenich rabbi l'amigdash ninalu, we're going to carry on with this just now. Ninalu sharei tefillah shenimah, from the time the Mikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefillah were opened. There's another famous midrash that says, tinokotchel beit rabban. And Hashem hears the children learning, right? But yeah, here's another one. It says, Sharei Tefillah were shut. Shneimar ki gam azak vashaveya. Stom Tefillati. They gave, even though I was crying out, my Tefillah are closed. I've been Sharei Tefillah in Alu. But even though the Sharei Tefillah, the gates of Tefillah are shut, Sharei Dema'ot lo in Alu. So when you cause a person anguish and tears and crying, you should know that Hashem hears those tears. And that's why you're going to be in trouble. When you call someone to try to cry, Hashem hears that. The tefillot might not be. Am I recording this shir? I do not believe I'm recording this shir. Yes, I am. Right? I was going to cry. Right? Abi shesharei tefillah na'u shesharei tefillah lo yinalu. Shenemar, shim'a tefillati Hashem v'shavati azina al damati al techerash. But to my tears, don't abandon, don't not hear me, right? Amar av kol ha'olech ba'etzat ishto. Now look at this. The Gemara says, now, anybody goes to eight to listen to his wife too much, nor fell begehenu, right? He's in trouble. You go to Gehenu, you listen to your wife, right? That's in Malachim, because of Achav, right? What was her name? Izebel, right? Izebel. Shneimar, rak lo yeka Achav. What's the end of the pasuk say? Rak lo yeka Achav asher hitmacher lasor ha'ra b'nei Hashem asher asata oto. Yeah, Izebel ishto. You know the pasuk says, Izebel ishto. She incited him. Amra papa labai v'hamra inche. But people, dumb people say, ititcha, good say, if your wife's very short, so then, gachil v'tilchoshla. On the contrary, you should lean over, bend over. Rashi says, "Shdechak tana kafufa tzmecha v'shmat varea." Rashi says, the Gemara says, "V'tilchoshla," and whisper to her. Rashi says, "Why are you whispering to her? You're asking her advice, and you're listening to her advice." Rashi says, "So Gemara says, seems to be a stira in what we just saw now. On the one hand, we say, 'Don't listen to your wife; she'll get you to Gehenna.' And the one, the Gemara says, the colloquialism: if your wife's short, lend over, talk to her, and hear what you're going to say." So Rapapa says, "Lo kashia." Right, habe mila de alma, habe mila de beta, so dvita. Right, so worldly matters don't have to listen to her. What else should have worldly matters? But household matters, she knows. At least another version says, habe mila de shmaya, habe mila de alma. When it comes to dvarim bishmaya, right, there's no Rashi to help me explain that direction. But I think anyway. So listen to her. But when it comes to mila de alma, don't listen to her. Kamar avchiz the kol hasharim nalim chutz mishare ona. So now the Gemara talks on the negative. All the sha'arim ninalim chutz mi sha'arei ona. What does it mean, ona? All the gates are closed, chutz mi ona. Look at Rashi. Chutz ha'sharim shel tefillah ninalu, chutz misharei ona'a, ha-tzu'ek lo dvarim el ha-shalim al-befanav. So when you cry out because someone did ona'a to you, those gates are going to hear you. Sh'nemar, ina Hashem mitzava chomat anach uviyado anach. And now in building you use a
plumb line.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Right, you like hang it down. You know, you've seen the building, they want to draw it like a straight wall. They're like a rope, like a weight at the bottom. Ah, beautiful. Mark's got a nice picture there. Right, like a weight at the bottom. You hold it literally and it falls straight. And you see that the wall isn't straight, is built straight. So that's anach. Anach means vertical, right? Upright. So anachi is, it's perfectly straight, an anach. So it says over here, just 1 second.
It actually means 90 degrees to the horizontal.
Oh, that's anach means perfectly straight like this, right? Perfectly straight. What did I say? Perpendicular to the horizontal, which means vertical.
Sorry, perpendicular.
Right. So it says, so he's standing there perfectly straight and making sure the world's perfectly straight. And it says, anach. And anach also is a play on the words of ona'a, right? Similar to ona'a. He says, everything, Hashem, when he punishes you, he punishes you through a shaliach, except ona, look at shaliach, all the various of the shaliach, except when it comes to ona, Hashem, v'yado anach, he's got the anach in his hand, God checks you out. Oh, Michael's showing us a picture there, you see? The picture there of the plum, of that plum, what's it called? The plum line. So Amar Abayu, shlosha ena pargod nil bifnehem. There are three things at the pargod, right, that wall, that separates us between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between the Shekhinah and us. Or in other words, the wall helps us to an extent. Why? Because God doesn't really see kivyachol our sins, because they're behind the wall. But these three sins, God sees through the wall. Ona'ah, Gezel, and Avodah Zorah. Right? So those three things. Ona'ah, theft, Gezel, Gzaila, and Avodah Zorah. Ona'ah, dikhtiv yadu anach, because he says there, in his hand was anach, gezel dikhtiv chamas v'shod yishma ba'al panai tamid. Rashi says over here, al panai says lefanai, v'ein mechitza b'nu l'ben ha'aveira. So chamas for gezel, right? Chamas yamach shemam now as well, God should see them and punish them. And Avodah Zorah also says, ama machisim oti al panai, also in front of me tamid. This comes some more nice gemaras which should be part of the wedding ceremony. So yeah, I'm Rav Yehuda. Lo lam yadam zahir betvuah betoch beto. A person should be very very careful, right, to have produce in his house. Right, he says produce in his house. Ein meriva mitzuah betoch beto shadam ela liskei tvuah. Why is he machloket at home? Because there isn't proper preservation. Now, obviously, a poor person is a poor person, right? Not everyone's rich, everyone can afford to buy his wife or the family the best thing, but it doesn't matter. Everybody according to their means, right? Someone's nodding and shaking, but he's mute, so I can't hear anything that he's carrying on there.
Finances.
I know we're talking about finances. I'm talking about
a lot of people in divorce.
Right, I'm saying, right, absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. Nobody is rich and can afford the best, but nonetheless, everybody according to their means should make sure that the money is equally spent. They shouldn't be spending all the money for themselves and never have money for their family because they, you know, spend. That's what they're saying. Aliskei tvoash, ne'emar. The pasuk over here says, Hasam gevulech shalom, chelev chitim yaspiech. Look at the pasuk, Hasam gevulech. What puts shalom in your borders is chelev and chitim yaspiech. When there's chelev and chitim, like the best foods and good foods and chitim, to satisfy you, that will put shalom in your borders. Amra Papa, Hainud Amra Inche. And that's what the colloquialism that they had in times of Chazal. I think it's Kemishlam Sare Mikada, when the barley in the jar, in the cud, is open. Okay, Amra Papa. Okay, Kemishlam Sare Mikada, when the barrel of barley is empty. Nakish Va'ati Tigra, then they start knocking. And trouble comes. Look at Rashi. Rashi adds in something. There's a nice Rashi. Rashi says, Nakish Vaditagra. Hatagar, right? Tagar is like argument, strife. Mekashkesh uba, knocks and comes. In other words, appears at the door. Vaani shamati, says Rashi. And Rashi adds, he says, I heard, Hakad mekashkesh kederech kli reikam. The barrel starts making noises like an empty vessel. Shenishma bo kol havarai. Start hearing echoes through it. Keshe makashkeshina lav. So I'm not sure what Rashi says there. Anybody can use your own imagination. Okay, but I did agree. V'amrav chinen le bar papa. L'olam yedam zhir b'tfuah b'toch b'eto. This is another one, he says, nothing to do with your wife, but just Am Yisrael. You should be careful to have food in your house. Shlodi Kri Yisrael Dalim, because Am Yisrael only referred to as poor, Ela Al Iskei Tfuah. Shenemar Vahaya Im Zara Izer Yisrael. And let us say Vahiru Achalem. Look at the Psukim over here. So Vahaya Im Zara Yisrael Vala Midyan Vamalek Uvne Kedim Valu Alav. So Vahaya Im Zara Yisrael. If they were there, whatever Yachanu Alev, Vayashchitu Et Yuvul Haaretz, and they destroyed their crops. At Boach Aza, Aza is also causing us problems out there. Velo yashiru michya b'Yisrael v'seh v'shor v'chamor. Okay, there was nothing left. Bottom line is, they were, because of the of not managing their tefuah properly, Amalek and the nation were able to destroy them and they put them into poverty. Okay, ela al iskei tefuah shevaya im zer Yisrael v'yachanu alim v'yital Yisrael me'od mipnei midyan. Okay. And then the Mesor HaShas changes this year as well. It's not v'amar Rabbi Chalba. I think it says Amar Rabbi, right? Amar Rabbi Chalbo. Lolam, yeah. This is what I say. This is probably the best financial advice you can give to a married person. But Amar Rabbi Chalbo, Lolam yeh adam zahir bichvod ishto. Person should always be very, very careful of his kavod for his wife. She'ein bracha metzuya betoch beto shel adam ele bishvil ishto. The only reason you have bracha in your house is because of how you treat your wife. Shenemar ulavram itiv ba'avurak. Says Avram was done well because of her. V'ha'ad amalahu rabbe lebnei mechoza. This is where Rabbi gave advice based on this to bnei mechoza. This is what he said to them. Okiru l'nishaychu. Treat your wives, okiru, right? B'yoker, treat them. Rashi says, yakivdu neshodachem. Give them honor. Ki hechi detit atru. So that you'll become rich. Where do we see another bracha where it says something in order to become rich? Aser to aser. Remember on taking maser. When it says the aser al menat lehitasher. So it says aser to aser. So you either take, you can take maser and give your wife kavod. Giving your wife kavod, not even taking maser. It doesn't cost you anything, I don't think. Right? Maser, you've got to take something off and give it away. Okay. Tzna and Hatam. The Gemara says over here, we learned in the Mishnah. Gemara quotes over here in Masechet Kailim. Chitchu chuliot. Now we come to the famous story of Tanor Shel Achnai. Okay, of the we see Tanor Shel Achnai is the oven, which is the oven of the snake. You'll see in a moment what's called Achnai, what it's about, and you will see it's all connected to our sugya we're speaking about right now, Onat Tvarim and etc. The Gemara says like this. Tanan, we learned there in Kalim chitchu chuliot. If you rush this over here, what does it mean chitchu chuliot? Tanur asui chuliot. So an oven, which is made of like, imagine you took an oven. The time in Chazal, the oven was like a big, sort of like a clay jug. Let's put on purposes. The hole in the top, and that would be the oven. So you cut it, slice sideways. You cut it into lots of rings. And then afterwards, you'll see in a moment, you explain it very nicely. I'll set it outside, we'll see it clearly in the words. You connect it, joined it back together again. Between each ring, you put a bit of mud. And then you joined it again, and you put like, some more clay on the sides to make it nice and thick, put it back in the oven, burnt the whole thing up in a kiln, and you've got now another new oven which is made of lots of rings. Now Michael's got a nice picture there for us as well. Okay, Michael, take a picture, so I'll put you go back onto the Zoom for everybody so they can see it. Right. So Tanur Shel Achnai, Rashi says, Tanur Asui Chuliot, Mitzvah Bekivshan, you put them back together again in the kiln, Kederich Klicheres, like you would for any earthenware. You put them together again. You put them between each one. In such a sugya, right? Rabbi Eliezer Metaher. Rabbi Eliezer says that such a thing is tahor. Look at Rashi. She'ein zeh kli cheres. This is not called the classic kli cheres. Chazal says mekabel tuma mi bitoch bitocho. Right? She'ein zeh kli cheres. Ele binyan kein kli glalim. It's like just like a building standing of like made from dung or kli adama or made from the earth. She'ein mekablin tuma. Doesn't mekabel tuma. The Chachamim metamein. The Chachamim said, "No, what are you talking about? You see that there? Everybody, look at the Zoom quickly. Look. Selwyn, look. Right, right." He says, "The Chachamim metamein. Because they go after the chulio. What are the chushar tanurim shlehim? Are you osim kain kedai? Rashi, they were built like a big jug. Gedolot upivle at the mouth, the top of the torepe kivsha. They were made in the kiln. Kishar kedai metal telin, like all other movables and kin things. Elishaya moshivo, like they put it firmly on the ground, or on a shelf, on a tray. Umadbik et tfilot hatit saviva kulo lasoto av sheyiklot viyachzik et chumo. They made it very thick, so we get absorb the heat and retain the heat inside it and heat up the stuff. So Chachamim say it's metame. Rabbi Eliezer says no, it's got sand in the middle. It's like an earthenware. It's not poor. It's not teheres, and therefore it is metame. Vezehu tanuro shelachnai. This is what we call a tanur shelachnai. Look at Rashi. Why is it called tanur shelachnai? He says nachash, a snake, darko lasot ba'agula. A snake wraps itself around. So it can have its tail coming out of the bottom, sticking out next to its mouth. Okay, so how does a snake make its neck and mouth? It wraps itself around its tail, and its tail and its mouth are over here next to us. And this was already, now why was this wrapped around? Right, Tosfot says over here, Yesh, Zed Tanush Lachnai, says Zed the Garis Chachnai. There are some called it a Chachnai, Vechem Yerushalmi, Vechachan Zed Nachash. In Aramaic, of Yerushalmi Aramaic, it's not an achnai, it's a chachan. V'shem bala tanur shaya oseh shmokeh. That was what they called this sort of tanur, which was made in this way. So it seems like it was a common way to actually make things. Maybe it strengthened it. Maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it had better functioning. I don't know what it was. So now, my achnai, so the question is my achnai. So I'm Rav Yudah Mashmua, it says, shehikifu dvarim ka'achnazo v'tibuhu. So he says it's called achnai. Why? Because chachamim, look at Rashi. No, is that Rashi over here? I saw Kachnai called.
There's another Rashi on top.
No, I read the Rashi already. That's about the snake. But Chachai says over here, it's nothing to do with the snake. It's just called, referred to that because all the Chachamim stood around it. They hikifu dvarim, they made around it like a snake. Huh? Kenachas there, shekorechas wa ba'agula. No, it's just over there. So when it was there's no Likut Rashi on it either. Okay, I don't know. That's what it says. I've marked off Likut Rashi, but I don't know. So Tana, the Gemara says now the story. Boto ayom eshiv Rabbi Eliezer kol shvot shba olam lo kiblu emen. So on that day, Rabbi Eliezer was trying to defend himself. He says tahor, and they said no, it's tame. And he was trying to bring, and he brought tons of reasons. Right? Amar lehem elalacha kemoti. So they didn't buy it. Right? Rashi says over here, So Boto Yom Yishiv Rabbi Eliezer called Shuvot Shuvah Olav Lo Kiblu Emenu. They never didn't help. Amar lehem Mimelacha Kemoti Charuv Ze Yochich. If I look like me, this carob tree will prove it. Nekar Charuvim Komo Me'ama. The carob tree moved 100 Amma, 50 meters away. Amar lehem Abraham Tzadze 200 meters away, 400 Amma. Amar lo En Mevin Rai Minach Charuv. What do you mean we're Charuv? We're not vegetables. We Rabbanim Chachamim. So the river will prove it. Chazru amatamayim, the stream of water, lachrim started flying backwards. Amul and mevin rayim atamayim. We don't bring proof of water. Chazru amalim imalachakemoti kotlei beramidrash shachichu. If it's like me, the walls of the beramidrash will prove it. Hitu kotlei beramidrash lipo. The wall started falling in. Right, it started falling on them. Listen to this. Gar remember Yeshua, who was there at the time, got crossed with the walls. He rebuked them. What's your place interfering here? You walls, stay out of it. Listen to this. So the walls listen to the admonishment of Rabbi Yeshua. But they didn't straight up either because of Kovod Rabbi Eliezer. They stayed as they were. Mm-hmm. If you find that house to this day, it's still like that. Right, Chazar Amalei Minalach Imalacha Kamoti Minashamayim Yochichu. Rabbi Eliezer carried on. He said, "If it's Halachos like me, I'll prove you from Shamayim." Yatzata Bat Kol V'Amra. Heavenly voice by the heaven and said, "Malachem Eitzel Rabbi Eliezer Shalacha Kamoto." But listen to this. B'chol Makom. He knows that Halachos like Rabbi Eliezer in everything. We don't pasken that way. Halachos like Rabbi Eliezer in everything. Amad Rabbi Yeshua Raglav Amar. Famous quote. Right, and what does he say over here? This is the Torah, by the way, in Dvarim. It's a play on the words. He says, Lo vashamayim hi. Now, we use that word normally to say that the Torah is easy to keep because it's Lo vashamayim hi. He said, stay out of it. Torah's not there. Right? Lo vashamayim hi. Look at the whole pasuk. Lo v'shamayim ilemor mi ale lalo. What? Look, I mean, look at the pasuk over here. Lo v'shamayim ilemor mi ale lano v'shamayim v'yikachal lalo v'yishmenu ota v'nasena. Right, you have to go up into heavens to keep the Torah. And with that pasuk, it's not lo me'ever layam. That's the pasuk says there. Lo me'ever layam, etc. Right, but he used it differently. So one says my lo v'shamayim. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah shekvar nitna Torah mi'ar Sinai. Once the Torah was given from Har Sinai, we don't listen to batei kol. It's all very nice to have the heavenly voices, but we don't pass kanocha from that. Shekvar katavte b'har Sinai, because you, Hashem, wrote in your Torah, acharei rabim lahatot. Right? And look, it's important to see this whole pasuk to understand Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Gamliel in a moment. Look at the whole pasuk. It says, lo tihye acharei rabim l'ra'ot. Don't go after the majority to bad. Velo ta'ane al riv. Lintot, and don't go looking for machloket. Acharei rabim lahatot. We go often. There's no machloket. The majority vote halacha. Don't fight. That's the halacha. In order to prevent machloket, there has to be a system. Mm-hmm. And that's what you call democracy at the end of the day. The majority vote. Zeu, gamarnu. So now ask Rabbi Natan Eliyahu. So Rabbi Natan bumped into Eliyahu. He said, you tell me Eliyahu, out of interest. I'm going to say, what was God doing while it was happening downstairs? Yeah, the charuv jumps, the walls fall in, the water goes back. A heavenly voice comes out. Chacham ignore them completely. Say, get out of our place. Don't interfere with us. You wrote in your Torah, in our thoughts. Stay away. Lo b'shamayim. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? So Amar Lei Kechayech. He was smiling v'amar, and he said, Nitzchuni v'anai, Nitzchuni v'anai. My children have beaten me. I was beaten. How do I say in English? Nitzchuni banai?
Prevailed.
Triumph. Prevailed.
Much better than beaten.
Right. Prevailed. Prevailed. Triumph. 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 Be it by prevailed. Okay. Okay. Next time I'll be a translator.
We haven't got to the connection to...
We haven't got a connection yet. We haven't got the connection. We're coming up. I promise you, Robert, we won't finish before we finish the connection. We got time. What time's lighting? Got time. So Amru Oto Ayom if you call to Chitera Bezav Safun Beish. On that day, right, Rashi is looking at the very, very Rashi at the bottom, the first Rashi, the top, the second Rashi. Call to Chitera Bezav. Ayidei Masi Shira Nishala Lachazov El Midrash. Shnaflat Tumal Avir Tanur Zeh. There was a Tanur which had happened. The guy came off the shari. Everyone hears what's going on with Rabbi Eliezer now. So I said, what is it? But he told me it was Tame, Itaur, is he right? There was a case there about where some Tumah had fallen into the airspace of a Tanur. And Zeh V'chazuv Asau Al Gabav Taharot. And they used the back of this thing, and this is tower. They built. I'm not going to be why it should be tower in my opinion as well, but it doesn't matter, right? The safron ba'esh, v'nimnu alav b'chu, and they took a vote and they put him into chayrim. B'chu yez lashon sagina hor, right? It's the other way, not they didn't b'chu, they cursed him, right? Look at Rashi, the Lekutei Rashi over here. He says there's a Rashi over here from the Gemara in Brachot. Lefi sharbei hirba ma'od lachlok b'davar zeh. He argued too much. Having said, you know what, Rabbi Eliezer, we've got to put him up. We've got to sort this guy out. Put him into chayr. Varmus, the question was, mi alech v'yodi? Who's going to go and tell him? Samalim, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, ani alech. Shem yelech adam she'enu hagun v'yodi v'nimtza machriv et kolam klov. They were scared of Rabbi Eliezer. You see the powers that he's got? He said, if the right person doesn't go, you can talk to him. I suppose Rabbi Akiva was a guy he came from. You know, Rabbi Akiva was obviously known a person of Emmet. And therefore, when Rabbi Akiva approached Rabbi Eliezer, it's very emotional this, right? Approached Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer would know that he meant it sincerely. This wasn't coming from anybody who had an axe to grind. So I asked Rabbi Akiva, what did he do? Lavash chorim, he put on black clothes. Look at Rashi, why did he do that? The very first last while and stuff there. In Yan Tsar Va'avel, out of anguish and availu. Sat down in front of him, four amas away. Because that's when you're in chayrim, you can't be part of a min, you can't be part of a community, you've got to stay 4 amas away. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi said to him, Akiva, ma yom mi yom mai. So it's what happened? Why is today different to other day? What's going on over here? So Amalo Rabbi, calls him Rabbi. He says, Kemedumeli, he says, it appears to me, it seems to me, Shechaverim bedilim mimcha. Chaverim have separated themselves from you. It doesn't say you separated from them, they separated from you. Afhu karabe gadav. Rabbi Eliezer tore his clothes as well. Look at Rashi Shebenu. Dechaya bekriya. Right? I'm sorry, we're not getting all that. So the chalatz from Labi took off his shoes. Rashi says, "Yeah, because the shamanu de'asu binat sandal. He can't wear shoes. Machleim or katan. The nishmat min akisa. He slipped off the floor. The ashava gabe karka. Right? He sat on the floor because the menudah sat on the floor like an aver. Zalgu enav d'mochi. He started crying. Laka ha'olam shlish b'nei. As a result of him crying, the world suffered that day." I don't know exactly what happened there, but the third of the olives were all destroyed. Veshlish bechitim, and the third of the wheat was all destroyed produce. Veshlish was on the barley. Veyesh orim af batzeik shebidei isha tafach. Since some say that even the Agora Bachya says batzeik shebidei isha tafach, he says batzeik shebidei isha tafach. I know what tafach means, yeah, but what's the difference? I know, but I'm saying crossing the difference. Ah, the Gemara is written with a tet, and the Bach changed it to with a taf. I was trying to work out what the chiddush, what the Bach was doing. Rashi explains it. That's why he says it from Rashi. He braces it on Rashi, because Rashi says that mit kalkel. Now, tafach with a tet means that it rise. That's like chometz on Pesach. Litfoach, that it rise, which is a good thing. He says, on the contrary, tafach from with a taf. Right, that it became kalkel. That's what he said. That's what he says over here. So now Tana, ach gadol. Now listen here, Robert. You asked the question we learned up until now. The Gemara tells us in a bright over here. Right, it says, ach gadol haya boto. Ach gadol haya boto ayom. Shebechol makom af gadol. The Mesorah Shas changes to af gadol, not ach gadol. Af, mean from anger. There was a lot of af, anger in the world. Shebechol makom shnatan bo enav, Rabbi Eliezer, whenever Rabbi Eliezer looked, nishraf, was burnt. Af Rabbi Gamliel, I will see to Rabbi Gamliel, was his brother-in-law, that's coming. He was in charge of this whole procedure, right? That was left out of the story. He was the Nasi, right? Haya ba besfina, on the day that Rabbi Akiva was talking to him, Amar alav nachsho letavo, a big wave came to sink the boat. Amar, he says, Rabbi Ishmael, look, he uses the same lashon that Rabbi Akiva used when he spoke to Rabbi Eliezer. He says, "Kemedumeli." It appears to me, that's it, right? She'ein ze ele b'shvir Rabbi Eliezer ben Hulkanus. Because it's because of Rabbi Eliezer, the waves coming to drown me. Amar ha'raglav, he's doing his feet. V'amar, ribono shel olam. Galui ve'adu lefalech, it's well known to you, it's revealed to you, it's known to you. She'lo lichvodi asiti, it wasn't for my kavod. V'lo lichvod beit abbas, it's not for the kavod of my family either. Ele lichvodcha, I did it for you. Remember the pasuk, which said, "Lo tiacherim l'raot, lo taneh al riv, not have machloket." Acherim l'atov, we go after the majority. He says, "Shelo yarbu machloket b'Yisrael." I did it to prevent machloket. There has to be order. Nachayam izapo, the sea calmed down. Right, end of story. Now, here comes the post. What do you call it? The postscript. Ime shalom. That was her name. I think Rashi says, right, Kach Shema. Tvitu Rabbi Eliezer. She was Rabbi Eliezer's wife. And who was she? Achtei Rabban Gamliel Havai. She was Rabban Gamliel's sister. It's all in the family, this. Me'ahu ma'aseh ve'eilach. From that incident onwards, lo haveshav kelei l'Rabbi Eliezer l'meipil al'apeh. She wouldn't let him fall tachanun, do korin for tachanun. From that moment, she was scared. She said, "You're not going to fall tachanun." She knew what would happen if he laid down on his eyes. Right? Ahu yoma, the one day, Reish Yachol, the beginning of the new month, Habe, the ichlaf lay bein malei lechaser. She got it confused between the malei lechaser. So already in those times, they weren't doing Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? Already in the time of Rabban Gamliel, they weren't doing Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? He says she got mixed between a malei and chaser. She miscalculated and she thought today was Rosh Chodesh, but tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. Ikramri ata. Ania ve kai abava. Some say that a poor person came and stood at the gate, and afkir arifka, and she took out bread to him. That's why she got sidetracked for a while. Right? That's why she got sidetracked. Ashkechte de nafal al anpe. She saw that she while he was davening, he did korim and he did tachan. Amrele, she said to him, "Get up, kum, katleit laachi. I see that you've killed my brother." In the meantime, as the story happened, Nafak Shipurim Beit Rabban Gamliel, a messenger came out, or some sort of message came out, a telegram came out, the Shachit Lady had died. Rabbi Gil died. So Amalas, Rabbi Lazar says to his wife, Minaya died. How do you know that? So she's like this, Amrlei Kach Mekublani Mi Beit Avi Abba. Right? She said, it's a Masorah from Mi Beit Avi Abba. Now, who's Beit Avi Rashi? Mi Beit Avi, from my father's family, Hamishpacha, Shebat Nesima Yata, Vehei Mi Beit David. We know that Rabbi Gamliel came from Hillel, and they all came from Beit David. Kol Sha'arim Ninalim, Chutz Mishaarei Ona'ah. That's Zakrif to Asuga. We learned in the previous daf that all the gates close, except when someone Ona'ah. So this is telling us that it wasn't such a good thing what happened. Yeah, this is a bit of, if you ask me, a bit of a...
There was no Ona'ah here. It was like, Rabbi Eliezer was obviously, wounded tremendously by the act of the rabbis who were acting appropriately. But yet, maybe it's because it doesn't make a difference whether who is right or wrong here. The fact that he was wounded was the...
Okay, but I think Rashi tries to deal with the answer with your question, because obviously what you're saying is correct. But I think if you look at the Rashi in a moment, you'll see that Rashi, I think, attempts to deal with that. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Chutz mishare ona'a, lefi she'tza'ar halevi. When somebody is wronged, even if they weren't wronged, if they feel wronged, right, the anguish in their heart, the karov lehorid, when they're going to start crying. And we saw, about wives, right, what did they say there about dim'ah? We quoted there that women cry easily. And therefore, the puranut comes quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So we see over here that you're right. That even if look on atak krovalavo, look at the Rashi at the top of Amud Aleph, about 12 lines. It says bonat ishto bonat dvarim letzara onata krovalavo puranut onata memaher lavo. So even though you're right, in other words, what we're seeing over here is that the causing anguish and pain to somebody. You got to weigh it up so carefully. In other words, the Chachamim, I think you're right. We're doing the right thing. In other words, everybody's right. The Chachamim did the right thing. The Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, they understood that in order for the world to work, there has to be order. And therefore, they had to do what they had to do. But at the same time, this Hashem sensitivity to the fact that Ona'ah and Tsar and Dim'ah crying is such a great thing. It's Hashem. That sometimes it overrides it as well. And that's just the way that the world works.
If you're right, you're wrong if you've caused the other person pain.
You've got to do it. You've got to maybe find a way to try and do it even with causing him less pain. But you can't always do that.
They did it. You can't do better than sending Rabbi.
You can't. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't do better.
Well, that was a public affair.
It was a public affair. Agreed. But what were they going to do? It couldn't be a private affair. If it was a private affair, it wouldn't achieve its purpose. It had to be public because that's how you create order. And unfortunately, there's sacrifice and there are prices to pay. And that's, I think the moral of the story is that you can all be right. And Hashem, at the end of the day, sides with the underdog. I think that's the moral of the story. Hashem sides with the underdog. And that's what this Gemara is all about. When it says that the Sha'arei Tefillah being closed, but not the Sha'arei Dimah. And Ona'ah the sin of Ona'ah, the Pargod. At the end of the day, Hashem sides with the underdog. I don't think there's any other better way to explain it. And as unjust as it might even be, that's just the way the world is. Let's just quickly try and finish this. Look what he says over here, right? He's over in three lavin. If you pressure him, right, you put him under stress and anguish, over b'shnayim. The Gemara doesn't like this three and make a difference. The Gemara says, Mashna ma'aneh dechtiv shlosha lavin. There are three lavin for ma'aneh to wrong him, which is v'ger lo tonne. The one says ger, the v'chi agur itcha ger ba'atzichem lo tonu. The other one says, don demaneh oto. And the third one is a general one for everybody. V'lo tonu ish lamito. Same one. V'ger b'chal lamito. The ger is one of yours. So who lochatz onam? The Gemara says so too with lochetz. When you namish losha ketiva lo tilchatzenu v'ger lo tilchat v'lo tiel lo kenoshe v'ger bichlal hu. All same thing. And the Gemara says you're right. Telechatz v'chatzeh b'shlosha. Agree. Makes no difference. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Agar Lomet. V'pnei ma'hi zira Torah b'shloshim v'shisha mekomot Amilei ba'arba'im v'sham mekomot beger. There are 36, some say 46 warnings about a ger. Right? To be careful how you treat them. Unbelievable. 36, I mean 46. I'd like to see a list of all these things, by the way. We've been fascinated to see. There must be one somewhere. Mibnei shesuru ra. Right? Zaviyah shesuru ra. Wa suru ra. Tichtiv ager lo tenu tichtenu ki gerim etem eretz Mitzrayim. Right? We were gerim eretz Mitzrayim. Now, when you talk about something which reminds you of something of your past, it's supposed to be bad for you as well. Right? He says over here, this Mashur HaShah Saviyah says, Tanya, there's a brighter, Rabbi Natan Omer, Mum Shebecha. Right? A blemish within you, Al Tomar Lechavecha. Don't even repeat your blemishes to your friend. And he says, we've seen a lot of colloquialisms there. He says another one, but how do the Amish people say, De Zakif Le Zakifa Bediyutke, if someone, God forbid, in your family, Rashi says, Yamish Yeshlo Talub Mishpachto, your family was hanged by the government, punished, killed by hanging. Loyal, my Yom say to your servant, La'avdo, or Leben Beto, or someone in your house, Talali dags, hanging that fish. You don't use the word hang, because hang creates all connotations of all what's going on. You start broke down and start crying, right? Look at the Gemara, Lord Zikva Beduka, Lord Neyme Leila Chavre Zakif Binita, don't hang me that fish. Okay, it's a good place to end. Everybody, have a good Shabbos. We carry on Sunday.